Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to another There's Always Room for Giallo Illumination Round. I'm Daniel Shine. That is Todd Loya. Pugs Dread.
Hello.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So, Kruger, explain for the good folks how this Giallo tournament works.
So what we do for our Giallo special is rate and review a Giallo, then we add the film to a list compiled from our previous episodes and eliminate one film we deem unworthy, leaving us with our top three Gialli. So now that that's out of the way, Todd, why don't you give us our Giallo statistics and tell us who's on the list and who has already been eliminated?
All right, thanks, Kruger. So far eliminated, we have Murder Rock, Eyeball, Your Vice is a Locked Room and Only I Have the Key, House with Laughing Windows, What Have You Done to Solange, The Blood-Stained Butterfly, Delirium Photos of Gloria, Gallows
Recount,
Gallows in Venice, and Opera.
Another recount. Right.
And up for contention, we have Bay of Blood, Torso, and our newest to the top three, Sleepless. And tonight, we have another Mario Bava entry, Five Dolls for an August Moon. Dan, why don't you tell us about it?
Absolutely. So Five Dolls for an August Moon is a 1970 Giallo, that very, very busy 70-71 era where probably more were shot than anything. And this one follows a space-age island retreat is visited by a group of friends and business associates, one of whom is a scientist who has invented a revolutionary chemical process and is fending off various offers to buy it. Soon the vacationers start dying and the survivors begin to wonder who has the most to gain for these murders most foul. All right. So this one kind of has a troubled history. Mario Bava was a last minute director. The rumor is the original director was Guido Malatesta, who had died. Never been confirmed, but it kind of adds up, particularly with this cast and everything. And Mario had to step up, he wasn't able to rewrite the script. He had 2 days. He had to edit everything, which he tended to do. It's very notable for being Edwige Fenech's Giallo debut before the Sergio Martino Giallos, which, of course, she's most famous for. So this is a movie that initially failed. This was a big bomb, and in fact, it was quite hard to get a hold of until the initial the DVD release in the US. It was very hard to get a hold of, but it was later re-released with a new ad campaign after the huge success of Bird with the Crystal Plumage. So yeah, not one of Mario Bava's better known films, or Giallos for that matter, but all right, so I think I'll probably be one of the only people kind to it tonight, I sense. I'm a big fan of Austrian actor William Berger, who is well known for several Jess Franco movies, Love Letters of a Portuguese Nun. He also worked with Mario's son Lamberto on Devilfish. I thought he was really good in this. This is definitely one of those films where if you appreciate the slasher aspects more than anything, you're not going to be as satisfied. It's not a gore film, not overly slow. There's a little bit of sleaze, I shouldn't say, but not particularly heavy on those elements. Having said that, I've always said Mario Bava, very high candidate for best horror director either, because when you consider the mess that he inherited with this, it's still pretty good. It's definitely not among his best, although there's some people that actually make a lot of arguments. That's with these Giallo shows, I find there'll be some people think are crap, but then there's the other faction that absolutely adore them. I'm just kind of middle of the road on this one. But I still think there's a lot to like. Kruger, I sense you love it. So let's keep the love going.
Yeah. So visually, this movie is really well shot. Like, the cinematography is really good, but that's where the positive words are going to stop. This fucking soundtrack on this movie was so goddamn irritating. Like, nails on a fucking chalkboard type shit. I fucking, like, was literally muting the goddamn movie because it was just annoying the shit out of me.
Wow.
I didn't care for any of the characters. As far as the story goes, Todd's mentioned this before, that some jolly, you kind of just don't know what the fuck is going on. And this was definitely one of them. And I wasn't really digging it at all. And once it did start to make sense, I was honestly completely checked out and just didn't really care about anything going on. Like you already said before, it doesn't have any good kills or gore, and the stuff that's there is very minor. Not even remotely satisfying to the horror guy in me. Overall though, like, just not an enjoyable experience whatsoever for me. I didn't really like anything about this film, and I'm never going to probably watch this again, and that's definitely going to show in my rating.
Fucking A. Well, I lean more towards Kruger. I probably don't dislike as much as you, but it was neither here nor there for me. Dan, I think you nailed it with middle of the road, because, like, there's... I can't really say there's anything special about this movie or anything that stands out other than it's long. It felt long. Yeah, it's whatever for me. I don't even have that much to say about it. I probably will never watch this movie again also.
I wouldn't say though, this is like one that doesn't make sense. It does come full circle.
I mean,
I said that, but by the time it does, I don't give a fuck, because everything was already so fucking confusing before and hard to follow that, like, it making sense after 40 minutes in, I was already done.
And I got excited when they were all like in that big white room.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was like, cool. Now it's going to be like a character piece. We can talk to each other. And I still didn't care, so
we do have one in this tournament in particular that is literally, like, some people consider it a classic and others don't. Not this one, but that'll come up again. Todd, how about you? I don't know if I've ever really discussed this movie.
I know you figure with my favorite actress in there, I'd be all over it. But I'm actually closer to you, Dan. I'm middle of the road on this one. Well, I have watched it. This is probably my third time. Mm-hmm. Not my favorite. And then when I do decide to watch it occasionally, I remember why I've only seen it a few times. I have a feeling this is going to be our shortest show of the series.
I mean... Like I said, there's different kind of giallos for different people. I don't want to scare people away from this, though, because I do actually like it.
I think for people who want to see everything Mario Bava, definitely. If you're new to the genre, I'd say wait till you really know you like the non-gore ones and Argento ones and Fulci ones. Mm-hmm. Make sure you actually like, you know, the way the giallos work. So this is more for the expert than the novice, I guess. I don't even.
Another interesting point in this was, despite the some people not listing it as such, it was actually made right before Bay of Blood, which obviously, you know, as you go along, you can kind of see.
So they missed the kinks out with this one and got it right, and the next one got it.
Although there's later giallos that are a little more just murder mystery than slasher too, but all right. Well, I don't believe we have any spoilers, so I guess we can go ahead and rate it first. We rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. Well, Kruger, what say you?
I'm a big one. 1 out of 5 over here. Like I said, just didn't find anything enjoyable about this one.
I will give it a 1.5.
Well, I kind of feel me and Dan might be on par in this one. I'm a 2.5. No, Dan's going to be higher.
I'm a 3. I do think if you enjoy, like, the Agatha Christie setup and just don't need the gore and the, like I said, there's a smidgen of sleaze.
There's an argument to make, though. If you want to watch an Agatha Christie type murder mystery, you should probably watch that over this, because I don't think this is going to satisfy the same way that well. But that's just my opinion on that. Okay, so let's see how we go here. Up for elimination, we have Mario Bava's Bay of Blood, Torso, Argento Sleepless, and now $5 for an August Moon. I'm not gonna, you know, be surprised. Kruger, what are you eliminating?
Yeah, it's obviously $5.
Pugs?
$5 out for me.
I'm also $5.
It would be Sleepless for me, but it doesn't matter.
It does not. All right. So on that note, one thing I am going to say, be sure to check out the fleshwoundfeatures.com website. There should be some merch up. You get t-shirts and stuff now, finally.
Yes.
Dan's excited.
Very excited.
Okay. Dan, Pugs, I don't know who I'm throwing it to. Just one of you.
It's cool. So yeah, and there's going to be a lot more coming. So keep your eyes out on fleshwoundfeatures.com. I'm really excited. Also, like, share, and subscribe, and hit that notification bell here on YouTube. A lot of people forget to do that, but that does also help. Also, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Supporting us all starts at a buck, and we work hard for you. There's a lot of stuff up there that you get to see early, exclusive, uncensored. Some stuff will stay up there forever, and you'll never get to see if you don't get on our Patreon. So
yeah, if you're on our Patreon, you could have already watched all these already. Or if you're on our Patreon right now watching it,
yeah,
there you go.
Spread the word, please, and thank you. And don't forget to follow us across all the social media bullshits. We're on all of them. And if you need one place to go check us out everywhere, the new website, I'll do that for you. Yes. And please and thank you. So with that being said, gentlemen, let's get the hell out of here. Dan?
Guten Tag.
Good night.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.
Gotta make that foreign listeners happy, you know?
Dan, I think you should shut the fuck up. You need to stick with the Guten Tag.